Greetings, friends, family, and partners. This podcast is called Choices, We Believe, and my name is Joe Watson. And in this episode, I'm going to call this podcast Lips of Truth. Have you ever heard of lying lips? Well, we're going to try to make it truth lips. Yeah, in these podcasts, I talk about choices that we all make, and sometimes I tell my own choices about any given matter. But this one is no different today. We will be exploring what comes out of our mouths. Yeah, that's where the lips come from. You know, those little white lies that people tell from time to time? Yeah. We make choices about truth every day and sometimes moment by moment. Perhaps we are being pressured by a boss or a coworker or even a friend to be less than honest. Yeah, you find yourself backed into a corner and the truth is you really screwed up, but nobody knows and you're trying your best to keep it hidden. Or they're coaxing you into doing something that you wouldn't otherwise do. And sometimes the words come out that are not really truthful. Yeah, admit it. You've done it. I've done it. Almost everybody's done it. From time to time, there have been things that we said that were like, yeah, that's probably not the truth. I probably shouldn't have said that. The thing about lying is you got to keep on doing it just to make the first one more believable. However, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, I look to him for my example and my standard. How do I know what Jesus would do? Let's take a look and see what the Bible says. Talk about some things. Okay, I'm going to open up my Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17. And it says there, in this is the ESV, it says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Wow. That's amazing. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So when Jesus came, that's what he was full of, grace and truth. You know, Jesus never lied, not even once. Yeah, I've heard accusations that Jesus was not truthful with the parables that he told, that those were made up stories. And so that's, you know, twisted to kind of make it sound like he lied. But how do you know that the parables he told weren't actually stories that really happened? Of course, we know that the parables were his way of trying to explain spiritual truth. So there was a spiritual truth in every single one of them at the bottom root of it. But for all we know, they were actually events that he described in reality and still bringing out a spiritual truth. Anyway, Jesus did something that none of us have ever accomplished. Yeah, Jesus, in every decision he made, he always chose the Father's way. The rest of us, we're selfish. Sometimes we choose our way. And sometimes that's really makes a wreck of things. But even his words or his speaking, you know, he himself said, and back in the Gospel of John, chapter 12:49, he said, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak." Wow. Jesus himself says, well, you know, Father God tells me what to say, so I don't even talk on my own. Man, Jesus came to serve the Father and serve others. But this idea of telling the truth, yeah, that didn't just come with Jesus. Even in Proverbs, it talks about being able to talk and speak the truth. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight." Then again, back into the New Testament, James 3:8 says, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Wow. That's not good. And so, if Jesus only told the truth and everything he spoke came from Father God, then why do we have such trouble telling the truth and being careful about what comes out of our mouths? Or, you know, some of us are careful, but maybe we need to be more careful. So why do we have such a trouble telling the truth? Yeah, I'm going to offer a suggestion on that. It comes one of two ways. Either we're not telling the truth because of fear. What are they going to do to me? What are they going to think about me? Or deception. And in the case of deception, if we told a lie, it was because we believed somebody else's lie. Yeah. We're afraid of something that might happen to us, or we think we are protecting someone else from being hurt. Yeah, oh, yeah, situational ethics. You get it? You know, well, I didn't want to hurt him, so I really didn't tell him all everything that was real. Yeah. So you made a excuse to lie. But in both cases, long-range problems bring hurt, and it's coming one way or another. Eventually, the truth comes out. Yeah, the best protection on that is tell the truth from the start. Yeah, those little white lies, yeah, they damage your conscience even when you're attempting to protect that other person. Lying turns us into actors and not real people. Yeah, you're acting on it because everything you're saying is fictitious. So that's just like being an actor. Yeah, they create artificial relationships. Those lies you told, yeah. There are artificial relationships, which causes us to lose our character and then turn simple problems into webs of lies and counter lies to keep the first one more believable, and it causes us to lose our credibility. So, do you know that psychology, this is amazing, blows my mind just to read about this stuff. Do you know that psychology has shown that lying causes harm to our emotions and our mental health? Mm-hmm. And of course, it damages relationships when we are found out. I said, oh, I thought I knew you, and the whole time you were lying. And we always get found out. It never has failed. You can go through life thinking everything's hunky-dory and lying yourself crazy, and then one day the other shoe drops, and oh my gosh, now you're looking at all kinds of consequences to what you've been telling that wasn't exactly true. Back in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, Numbers 32:23 says, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. That all those falsehoods that we tell, whether they're big or small in our own estimation, yeah, it eventually comes back out. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17, it says, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light. Is there anything in your life that you're thinking about? Oh, man, I hope nobody knows about that one. Yeah, I used to have that, but not anymore. It came out in the light and everybody knew about it. Oh, my goodness. Yep. On the other hand, we must learn to use truth carefully. Yeah, because truth can be harmful. It just depends on how you use it. Not as a weapon, which some have done, but we have to have compassion. We have to show tender mercy. You know, hard truth needs to be applied delicately, not as a ball bat over the head of someone. Yeah, like I said, you need to have a little bit of compassion with that truth-telling and not be going back on, you know, something that's important. We might be faithful to the truth. Yeah, Ephesians 4:15 gives us a little insight on that. It says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, that is, into Christ. Speaking the truth in love. Love never beat somebody up with the truth. Love presented it carefully, tenderly. Yeah. Truth spoken gently in love is always the best way to let others know that you care and can be trusted. Yeah. Always telling the truth shows people that you have integrity and you can be trusted. Okay. Let's jump into Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." You may have heard that before, but the Bible is the ultimate truth. Yeah. And it separates joints, bone, marrow. It's like a very sharp two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. And it can be applied in simple ways to edify others and encourage them. Yeah. Have you ever thought about the fact that God cannot lie? Yeah, the Bible says he cannot lie. Why is that, you suppose? Well, if God says it, it is. If he speaks it, it comes out of his mouth. It is. And it's not undoable. It just is. However, think about it this way. On the other hand, you know, Satan cannot tell the truth. God cannot lie. Satan cannot tell the truth. Because Satan cannot originate life from within himself. He can only influence, manipulate, or deceive. That's our person that's doing all the damage in the world. So, look at John 8:44. This is Jesus talking to the Pharisees, and he's saying, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him." Jesus said that. There's no truth in Satan. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said that Satan is the father of lies and there's no truth in him. Therefore, truth is godly, and anything less than the truth is from the devil. Or in other words, it's sin. For us to get past what others may think or might think or do to us, if they knew the truth, that is, we first must be in love with Jesus Christ and put him first in everything. Yeah, it's the love of God that gets us past the fear of man and sets us on the road to truth telling for the rest of our lives. Oh, man, I know that making that choice is sometimes going to be very hard because I felt the pressure. I was supposed to have done something and I was asked about it and I didn't exactly tell the truth and said I'd been working on it and be done today or something like that. Yeah, it's hard, but we must continue in telling the truth or telling God's truth and in his ways. We can learn his ways through the scripture, and life becomes so much better, so much productive. Yeah, it's a wonder how we can do things from time to time and think we're doing all right, and all along we have been defrauding others by the lack of honesty in ourselves, the lack of integrity. And the bottom line is integrity. The truth on your lips shows your integrity. And we want to live with integrity with each other for professional reasons, for personal reasons, but especially for spiritual reasons. Because we've already read from the Bible that it'll eventually come out. That everything that is secret will be told. So let's go in through our lives and tell the truth. Be honest with ourselves first and with others that come into our lives. And as we do anything and everything that we do it unto the Lord. Thank you. This podcast is Choices We Believe, and I have chosen to believe every word I just said. My name is Joe Watson. Thank you so much.